我们实在是感谢神。
We want to thank our God.
能够在这么一个美好的环境的里头。
That we can be in such a nice environment.
离开了俗世的缠绕。
To leave all our secular worries.
然后呢，让我们专心的来这儿来敬拜我们的神。
To be here to fully pay our attention to worship God.
时间也过得蛮快的。
Time has flew by.
而且也蛮欢乐的。
And it was in a joyful way.
特别是昨天晚上。
Especially that evening.
我去了很多的营会。
I've gone to many retreats.
昨天晚上还是我第一次看到玩的大家玩的这么开心的。
Last evening was the first time that I've seen a whole group of people playing so well and so joyfully together.
昨天晚上成功的有两个原因。
The success of last night attributed to two reasons.
负责的弟兄们哈，一定是花了很多的预备的功夫。
The one who is leading the game has spent a lot of time preparing it.
从他那个讲台你就可以看得出来。
And from the podiums you can tell.
然后呢，那一些的游戏哈，都是他想经过思考的思考。
And all the games that he has put forward has gone through a lot of thinking.
所以呢，预备的功夫做得特好。
So preparation work was done very well.
另外一个成功的原因呢，是弟兄姐妹很热切的参与。
And the second reason for success is brothers and sisters are willingly join in.
在那个时候没有年纪大，没有年纪小。
There is no difference between what age you are.
没有男也没有女了。
No difference what sex you are.
大家为了那个奖牌啊，就专心的去赢取那个奖牌。
Everybody was working on the medals.
很快活，很感恩的一天。
A very happy and a very gracious day.
但是昨天还是昨天，已经过去了。
But yesterday was yesterday, it has come to pass.
今天是今天，我们还是要过活的。
Today is today, and we need to continue to live.
但是我深深的相信，神一定会祝福我们，大大的祝福我们。
But I truly believe that God will bless us greatly.
特别是当我们现在要看神的话的时候。
Especially right now when we're going to look at His words.
请大家打开这个大先知书但以理书，好不好
？Please open your Bible to one of the great prophets, the book of Daniel.
但以理书。
The book of Daniel.
我们先攻读神的话。
Let us read God's word.
我们把第一章整章的把它给看读完。
We are going to read the first chapter, the whole chapter.
我先读中文，然后请翻译替我们念英文。
The pastor will read it in Chinese first, and then I'll read in English.
犹大王约雅敬在位第三年，巴比伦王尼布甲尼撒来到耶路撒冷，将城围困。主将犹大王约雅敬并神殿中器皿的几分交付他手，他就把这器皿带到示拿地，收入他的神的庙里，放在他神的库中。王吩咐太监长亚斯比拿，从以色列人的这个宗室和贵胄中带进几个人来，就是年少没有残疾，相貌俊美，通达各样学问知识，聪明具这个具备，足能侍立在王宫里的，要教他们加勒底的文字言语。王派定将自己所用的膳和所饮的酒每日赐他们一份，养他们三年，满了三年好叫他们在王面前侍立。他们中间有犹大族的人，但以理、哈拿尼亚、米沙利、亚撒利亚。太监长给他们起名，称但以理为提布沙撒，称这个哈拿尼亚为沙德拉，称米沙利为米萨，称亚撒利亚为亚伯尼哥。但以理却立志不以王的膳和王所饮用的酒耽误自己，所以求太监长容他不耽误自己。神使但以理在太监长眼前蒙恩， 蒙恩惠受怜悯，太监长对但以理说，我惧怕我主我王，他已经派定你们的饮食，倘若他见你们的面貌比你们同岁的少年人肌瘦，怎样好呢？这样你们就使我的王在使我的头在王那里难保。但以理对太监长所管派这个管理但以理哈拿尼亚米沙利亚撒利亚的这个委办说，求你们试试仆人们十天给我们的蔬菜吃白水喝，然后看看我们的面貌和用王善那少年人的面貌，就照你们所看的来带仆人吧。委办并允准他们这件事，试看他们十天，过了十天见他们的面貌比用王善的一切少年人更加的俊美肥白，于是委办撤去派他们用的膳饮的酒给他们这个蔬菜吃。这四个少年人啊，神在各样文字学问上赐给他们聪明知识，但以理又明白各样的意象和这个梦兆。尼布甲尼撒王预定带进少年人的日期满了，太监长把他们带到王的面前，王与他们谈论，见少年人中无一人能比但以理这个哈拿尼亚米沙利亚撒利亚，所以留他们在王面前侍令。王拷问他们一切事，就见他们的智慧聪明比通国的俗士和用法术的胜过十倍。到古列王元年，但以理还在。
In the third year of the reign of Jehoiakim king of Judea of Judah, Nebuchadnezzar king of Babylon came to Jerusalem and besieged it. And the Lord gave Jehoiakim king of Judah into his hand, and with some of the vessels of the house of God. And he brought them to the land of Shinar, to the house of his God, and placed the vessels in the treasury of his God. Then the king commanded Ashpenazar, his chief eunuch, to bring some of the people of Israel, both of the royal family and of the nobility, youths without blemish, handsome, and skillful in all wisdom, endowed with knowledge, understanding, learning, and competent to serve in the king's palace, and to teach them the letters and language of the Chaldeans. The king assigned them a daily portion of the rich food which the king ate, and of the wine which he drank. They were to be educated for 3 years, and at the end of that time they were to stand before the king. Among these were Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah of the tribe of Judah. And the chief of the eunuch gave them names. Daniel he called Belteshazzar, Hananiah he called Shadrach, Mishael he called Mishael, and Azariah he called
Abednego.
But Daniel resolved that he would not defile himself with the king's rich food or with the wine which he drank. Therefore he asked the chief of the eunuchs to allow him not to defile himself. And God gave Daniel favor and compassion in the sight of the chief of the eunuchs. And the chief of the eunuchs said to Daniel, I fear lest my lord and king, who appointed your food and your drink, should see that you were in poorer condition than the youths who you are of your own age, so you would endanger my head with the king. Then Daniel said to the steward, whom the chief of the eunuchs had appointed over Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, test your servants for 10 days. Let us be given vegetables to eat and water to drink. Then let our appearance and the appearance of the youths who eat the king's rich food be observed by you, and according to what you see, deal with your servants. So he hearkened to them in his matter and tested them for 10 days. At the end of 10 days, it was seen that they were better in appearance and fatter in flesh than all the youths who ate the king's rich food. So the steward took away their rich food and the wine they were to drink and gave them vegetables. As for these four youths, God gave them learning and skill in all letters and wisdom, and Daniel had understanding in all visions and dreams. At the end of the time when the king had commanded that they should be brought in, the chief of the eunuchs brought them in before Nebuchadnezzar. And the king spoke with them, and among them all none was found like Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. before they stood before the king, and in every matter of wisdom and understanding concerning which the king inquired of them, he found them 10 times better than all the magicians and enchanters that were in all his kingdom. And Daniel continued until the first year of King Cyrus.
这次的退休会的主题是我们要服侍，我们要侍奉耶和华神。
The theme of the retreat this time is we will serve our Lord.
我们昨天早上的时候，我们就探讨了一个问题：我们要服侍，要一个甘心乐意的心来服侍神。
Yesterday morning, we talk about we are going to serve God with a gracious heart.
我们要用我们的恩赐去服侍神。
We are going to serve God with all the gifts.
我们要服侍神，在一个很合宜的时间去服侍神。
And we need to serve Him in the right time.
然后呢，我们也探讨到，当我们服侍的时候，我们有一个牺牲，我们要有一个摆上的心。
And that when we serve Him, we want to serve Him with our new life and a willing heart.
主耶稣基督是我们服侍的最好的榜样。
Jesus Christ is the best example for us to follow.
他是在天上满有神的荣耀。
He has God's full glory in heaven.
但是他不与神同等为强夺。
But he did not count himself equal with God.
他来到人间。
He came to earth.
成为了人。
He became a man.
而且呢，不单成为了人，并且还在钉在十字架的上面。
Not only did he become a man, became a man, but he was nailed on the cross.
他就好像一粒麦子一样。
He's just like a wheat.
死了。
Died.
埋了。
Buried.
但是没有想到，这个被埋死去的麦子能够生长出很多的籽粒出来。
But then this wheat that was dead and buried can bring forth many more seeds.
我们在教会的里头的服事也应该如此。
Our service in the church should be just like that.
我们的服事不应该是斤斤计较的。
Our service in the church should not count.Everything.
我们的服事不应该是跟神讨价还价的。
We should not be counting the cost with God.
那神呢？我服侍你。
God, I'm going to serve you.
你给我一个好的老婆。
You give me a good wife.
又听话又会烧菜的，又顺服的。
One who is obedient and one who can cook real good.
神呢？我服侍。
God, I'm going to serve you.
但是呢，你要很快的把我放在领导的这个地位的上面。
But you need to put me quickly in the leadership position.
我要出来在讲台上，我要讲话。
I'm going to be able to stand on pulpit to speak.
我要教导。
I'm going to teach.
我要领唱。
I'm going to lead in song.
我要带领小组的查经。
I'm going to lead in a small groups.
如果你不这样的话，我就不服侍。
If you don't do it that way, then I'm not going to serve you.
或者另外一个情况，主啊，我服侍可以，但是你要把这个弟兄调走。
And another situation is, God, I'm going to serve you, but you must remove that one particular brother.
我可以服侍你，把这个姐妹哈，把她给 silence.
I can serve you, but you need to silence this particular sister.
我们在教会的里头的服侍，不是因为一种的某一种的环境，或者是跟神去谈条件的。
When we serve in the church, it's not because there's a particular situation or that we need to have specific.
我们在教会的服侍是忘我的服侍。
The service we have in The church is a sacrificial one.
但是在服侍的里头要注意。
But when we serve, we need to pay attention.
我们要在我们的岗位上，在我们的恩赐上去服侍神。
We need to serve within our position and within our gifts.
不然的话，那个情况会乱的。
Otherwise, there's going to be confusion.
每一个人都有他一定的位置在教会的里头。
Everyone has his and her position in the church.
因为神是不犯错的。
Because God will not make mistakes.
而且神也是不混乱的神。
And God is not a God of confusion.
你看他的创造是蛮有次序的。
If you look at his creation, it is all in order.
在教会的里头也应该如此。
In the church, it's the very same way.
每一个人，神把一个岗位、一个的范围，把我们放在那个当中。
God put us in a particular set of environment and limits.
所以我们就应该在我们的岗位的里头，忠心的、忘我的去服侍。
So that we need to serve within our capacity, our position.
牧师有牧师的岗位。
There is a position for the pastor.
同工有同工的岗位。
For the co-workers.
会友有会友的岗位。
Congregation have their own positions.
我们在岗位里头的服侍不要越分，不要越位。
We do not step over the boundary of where we are.
如果大家都守着这一个的规矩的话，很快的就会成长。
If we follow these rules, then the church will go crooked.
我们也提到，在服事的里头，也不要妒忌某某人，为什么他这么有恩赐
？And when we serve, we should not be jealous of other people. Why is that person so gifted?
为什么神这么恩待他
？Why did God give him such blessings?
又升官又发财。
He is rich and he has position.
不但如此，孙子一大堆的，好像小狗一样正身。
And he has so many grandchildren, it's like a bunch of puppies.
你看到弟兄姐妹当他们蒙恩的时候，你心里都为他们赞美。
When you
see, 你为他们去感恩。
When you see brothers and sisters well blessed by God, you should give thanks for them.
哇，当我们呢哈这样的为弟兄姐妹去感恩、去感谢的时候。
And as we give thanks for others,
在服事的当中一点的嫉妒、一点的猜疑都没有的时候
，and as we do not have any jealousy or any discomfort as we look at others,
那神的荣耀就在这个身体的里头彰显出来。
Then God's glory will be exemplified within the body.
那今天早上呢，我们要谈一个的问题，这个问题是蛮 subtle 的问题。
This morning we're going to talk about a topic, and it's a subtle topic.
因为很多的弟兄姐妹不以为我们生活的有美好的见证是服侍神的其中的一个的途径。
Because many brothers and sisters didn't think that living a godly life is a kind of worship of service.
我们必须要承认，我们现在活在一个社会，活在一个世代的里头，神的岗位跟他的位置是几乎没有的。
We are living in a society where God has very little room.
所以呢，有一个很出名的一个牧师叫 Pat Robertson， 他也经以前也曾经尝试竞选美国总统的。
A very famous evangelist Pat Robertson, and he actually had run for president once.
他曾经说过这么一句话。
He said this.
我们不单在我们的生活生命的里头把神把完全的给撇开。实际上，我们把两个手指头就朝着神的那个眼啊，就这样插进去了。
Then not only are we pushing God aside, we are actually we stuck our finger in God's eyes.
这意思是什么呢？
What does it mean?
这个意思就是说，我们已经把神了、啊、不看重了、啊，把它轻看到一个地步哈、啊，我们能够把两个手指头插在神的眼的。
That means we have defiled God in such an unimaginable way. It's like we're putting our fingers in His eyes.
你心里头可能会问
，You may ask，
我们在什么的情况的里头
？In what situation？
我们在什么的地方我们藐视了神
？And where have we defiled God？
我们在什么的地方我们轻看了神
？And where have we in what way did we defile God？
美国的最高的法院说。
The nation's highest court said,
当孩子还没有出生以前
that before a child was born,
把他给剁掉是合法的
it is legal to abort.
甚至于现在还有一个，甚至在 third trimester, 我们叫 partial abortion, 也是允许的
and that it is allowable to have third trimester or partial abortion.
你信不信自从 Roe versus Wade 到今天，好几千万的 baby 被剁掉。
Do you know that since Roe versus Wade, there have been so many hundreds of thousands of child being aborted?
高等的法院也说，孩子在学校的里头不能祷告。
The Supreme Court also banned children from praying in school.
所以呢，中小学的里头就有一个这样的运动 ，See you in the poll.
So
在那个美国国旗的那个地方，大家围着那个国旗，他们在那个地方去祷告。
So there is this campaign.See you at the poll for the middle and high schoolers.
高等法院也说，在政府的这个建筑物的里头，不能够把这个十诫来放摆放。
The Supreme Court also forbidden the placement of the Ten Commandments in any federal.
所以在那个 Alabama 有一个高等法院的这个法官，他把那个十诫放在那个法院的里头，结果政府要把它给挪掉。
And there was a judge in Alabama where he put the Ten Commandments in his court, and yet it was removed.
后来他连他自己的乌纱都丢了。
And later he lost his position as a judge.
我们的政客说，我们的政客哈，经常的在不道德的行为的上面多出来犯罪。
Our politicians on the Hill openly and frequently engage in immoral activities.
黄色的东西在网上 ，at the speed of light.
Pornography was running at the speed of light on the internet.
美国说 this is first 这个 second amendment, first 还是 second 这个 freedom of speech.
And yet the Americans say this is either the first or the second amendment. It's their right, freedom of speech.
更可怜的也更可怕的，现在连孩子们都 get involved.
And the worst thing is that little children, minors, are also involved in pornography.
最近有一个的报告说，美国每一年差不多有300,000的孩子是 involved in sex trade.
There was a recent report that states as much as 300,000 kids were involved in pornography.
美国也是全世界吸毒最重最多的一个国家。
The United States also has the highest drug consumption in the world.
美国作为一个国家，我们已经沉沦到一个的地步，几乎就好像到了一个坑的里头。
And as a nation, we have sunk into the deepest pits.
今天的美国世俗化到了一个地步，已经离开了当初创国的那种的所谓的基督的精神。
And Americans today is just as pagan and deviated from the founding father at the very beginning.
所以有人说911可能就是神给我们第一个 wake up call.
And so somebody said 911 is maybe a wake up call from our God.
以赛亚先知说这句话。
Isaiah, the prophet Isaiah said,
我是嘴唇不洁的人，又住在嘴唇不洁的民众。
I am a man of unclean lips, living among a people of unclean lips.
先知的这句话不是我们这个的世代活生生的一个的写照吗？
So isn't this true in today's world, what he has just said?
我们是有罪的人，也活在有罪的人的当中。
We are sinners and we are living among sinners.
圣经叫我们每一个基督徒要成为世上的光，成为世上的盐。
The Bible said each Christian should be the light and the salt of this world.
我们本来应该在动荡不安的情况之下，我们要为主去发光的。
We should be the light in this unstable world.
今天早上我要问你这个问题。
This morning I want to ask you this question.
我们怎么能够在一个无神的社会的世代的当中，然后活出一个圣洁有神的生活？
How are you going to live a godly life in this godless society?
我们怎么能够用一个圣洁的见证的生活去服侍我们的神？
How can we live a godly life to witness for our God, for our God?
有一个神父，他的名字叫 Saint Francis of Assisi.
There is a Catholic priest, his name is Saint Francis of Assisi.
有一天有人问他，
One day somebody asked him,
Saint Francis, 你今天有没有见证神啊？
He said, Saint Francis, did you witness for God today?
他说我刚才在那个市中心走了一圈。
He was walking in the city center.
你想一想啊。
Think about it.
他什么话都没说。
He didn't say a word.
他就在市中心那个走了一圈。
He just walked in the center of the city.
人家看到他。
People saw him.
人家就看到神。
It's like they saw God.
这不是应该你我都应该这样做吗？
So isn't this something you and I should do?
我们的生命应该是彰显神荣耀的生命。
Our lives should be one to show God.
人家看到我们的时候，马上就认得出这是主耶稣基督的门徒。
As people see us, they should see right away that we are the disciples of Jesus.
人家看到我们的时候，就应该说这就是神的儿女。
And as people see us, they should say, "Oh, these are children of God."
但是我们今天。
But today.
我们在很多的方面我们说我们服侍神，但是有没有在我们的生活的见证上我们疏忽了？
We say we serve God, but then we neglect in the area of our daily living.
我们说我们是基督徒。
We say we're Christians.
到菜市去买菜的时候。
We're going to go shopping.
看到那一些没有核的那一些的那个葡萄，青的葡萄，9.6，本来是1.27的，现在卖9.6。
You see those grapes that are not very ripe, they used to sell for $1.29 a pound, and now it's 96 cents.
哇，又大又晶莹，真是可爱啊，但是心里都问，是不是甜的呢？
And you saw them, they're big, they're plump, and you thought, are they sweet?
犹豫了一会儿，有一个方法，最好就能够知道是否甜的，就是吃它两颗。
Hesitated a little bit, but the best way to know whether they're sweet is to eat a couple of them.
但是吃之前呢，又怕有人看见。
But then, right before you put it in your mouth, you're afraid people would see you.
所以就借故这样，转一圈。
And you kind of make a gesture and just kind of like go around and turn.
然后呢，很快的拔了两颗放在嘴里头。
And then you pluck too quickly and put it in your mouth.
又不好意思站在那地方，所以马快又走了，走快，走走开了。
So, but you don't want to stand there to let people see, so you just kind of walk away.
又回到那个地方，再看看九毛六，算你便宜。
Then you go back to the place and see 96 cents is really cheap.
刚才吃了两个，忘记了是甜还是酸。
I just put two in my mouth, but I don't remember if it's sweet or not.
最好的方法就是再试两颗。
So the best way is taste again.
又转一下。
Turn around again.
又很快的拍，又放在嘴口里。
Put two more in the mouth.
我坦白地告诉你，整串葡萄给你吃光了，你都没有买。
You ate the whole bunch of it, but you still didn't buy it.
我认识一个女孩子。
I know a lady.
她要参加一个婚宴。
She's gonna go to a wedding.
她要买一个晚礼服。
She has to buy a formal gown.
所以她到了 dealers 就买了一个黑色的很漂亮的晚礼服。
So she went to dealers and bought a very beautiful black dress.
那个婚礼是在一个礼拜六。
The wedding is on Saturday.
她去了，参加了。
So she went.
那礼拜天呢？
On Sunday,
崇拜完了之后呢
after worship,
因为所有的大公司哈在六点之前它还是开的
because all the shopping mall are open until 6 p.m.
她赶快把那个衣服带到了那个 customer service 的那个 counter.
She quickly brought the dress to the customer service counter.
然后就问她这个 gown 有什么 defects 吗
And so they asked her, is there any defects in the gown?
Oh, no, no.
No.
Different size. 错的 Wrong size.
She said it's the wrong size.
撒了一个白谎。
So she tell a white lie.
然后呢，你知道美国的大公司哈 ，Walmart 也好 ，Dealers 也好 ，Macy 也好，退货是不问的，绝对不问你的问题的。所以呢，他就把 cash 拿回来了。
You know, on all the big companies in the States, they do not ask you why you want to return. They just give it cash back.
你会不会这样做
？Will you do that?
还没结婚的男孩子千万不要娶这种女孩子。
Those who are single do not marry such a woman.
我弟弟有一个朋友从荷兰来看他。
My younger brother has a friend who came to Holland to see him.
那作为哥哥的，当然要怎么样，接待一下。
So as the older brother, I have to be hospitable.
带他到日本饭店去吃饭。
So we took him to a Japanese kitchen.
在吃饭的当中的时候，他就提到他的皮肤呢有一点，他需要一些护肤的膏啊，这个 skincare lotion 啊。
And so in the conversation, he mentioned that his skin needs some skincare lotion.
我就问他。
So I asked him.
有没有一个 specific brand in mind?
有没有一个特别的牌子你要？
他说没有。
He said no.
She said no.
She said no.
然后呢，我就带到那个六三五，我那个 Dallas 那个 Galleria 那个 shopping center， 我就带她去找她要找的那个 lotion.
So I took her to the shopping center Galleria to go find the lotion.
好不容易 locate 了有这么的一个 store.
And so after much shopping, we found the store.
我们就进去。
We entered.
然后她就看。
So she was looking and looking and looking.
我说找到了没有？
So did you find it?
还没有。
She said, no, not yet.
啊，好不容易，结果给她找到了。
So after a long while, she found it.
她打开那个 lotion.
She opened the cap.
闻了一下。
Smell it.
然后呢，用那个手哈摸了一些。
And then she used her finger and got some out.
然后朝着她的皮肤就这样去擦。
And then she put it on that spot where she needed it.
跟着又把那个盖子盖回去了。
And then she put the cap back on.
我就问她。
So I ask her.
是这个牌子吗
？So is that the right brand? She said yes.
那好了，我们去付钱了。
He said, well, then let's go pay.
他说不必要了。
She said, no, don't need.
我说为什么
？Why?
我已经查了。
Because I already put it on.
感谢主，我这个弟弟没有跟这个女孩子相好。
Thank God, my little brother is not interested in her.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我们的圣洁的生活。可以是服侍神的一个非常好的一个的途径。
Our godly life is a very good way.
刚才我们所看的经文。
The scripture we just read.
在这个但以理书第一章的里头。
In chapter one of the book of Daniel.
给了我们很多的提示。
Gave us a lot of points.
让我们知道。
To let us know.
在我们今天这个时代，我们怎么可以为主而活
？How do we live in today's world?
在第一、第二节的时候
，in verse one and two，
告诉我们这个的故事的背景。
It tells us the background of the story.
当时的时候呢，是犹大王约雅敬。
At that time, it was King Judah, Jehoiakim, King of Judah.
他是第十七位的这个王帝。
He is the 17th king of Judah.
是南国的第十七位的王帝。
It is the number 17th king of the southern kingdom.
他也是约西亚的大儿子 ，King of Josiah. Elder son.
He's the elder son of King Josiah.
当他在位的第三年的时候
，and it is during the reign of his third year.
巴比伦王尼布甲尼撒来到了耶路撒冷。
King Nebuchadnezzar came to Jerusalem.
但以理书是被掳的先知。
The book of Daniel is the prophet in exile.
在但以理之前的先知。神透过他自己的仆人多方多次的摇这个小玉犹太人。
And before the book of Daniel, God has through his prophets warned the Israelites.
犹太人的悖逆。
Their rebellion.
犹太人的这个娶那个外邦女子。
They marry non-Jewish girls.
犹太人拜偶像。
They committed adultery.
犹太人不遵从神的律法。
They do not follow his commands.
所以神说，如果你们继续这样的还这个还梗的话，我有一天我要惩罚你们。
And God said, if you continue to be rebellious this way, one day I'm going to punish you.
这个惩罚是什么呢
？What is the punishment?
我要兴起外邦人。
I am going to lift up.
你们将会被掳到外邦人的当中。
And that you will be taken away.
你们会受他们的奴隶。
You will be their slaves.
所以呢，这个北国呢，在公元前722年被亚述国所灭。
And so the northern kingdom was destroyed in 722.
结果呢，犹大呢是在公元前586年被这个巴比伦所灭。
And then in 586 BC, the southern kingdom was destroyed by Babylon.
但是呢，注意的，这是在第二节的时候。
Please pay attention to verse 2.
这个尼布甲尼撒王来到耶路撒冷，将这个城这个围困，是主把犹大王约雅敬并神殿中的器皿的几分交付他的手。
The king of Nebuchadnezzar came and besieged Jerusalem, and the Lord gave the king of Judah into his hand and some of the vessels.
在这有一个的很重要的一个的真理我们要了解的。
There is a very important truth we need to understand.
我们做基督徒的无论任何的事情临到我们的身上都有神背后的主意的。
As Christians, no matter what circumstances we're in, there is God's hand in it.
所以今天无论你在什么的境况的里头。
So no matter in what situation you're in today.
你可能今天身体有病。
Maybe you're ill.
我可能也有一些的弟兄姐妹现在正在经济的难处的当中。
And maybe you are facing economic difficulty.
也有一些的弟兄姐妹可能在人际的关系发生很大的矛盾。
And maybe you're in trouble in personal relationship.
甚至于有一些现在你在你的婚姻的里头，你感觉到不愉快，你跟你的太太常常的吵架，或者跟你的先生常常的这个犟。
And maybe you are facing marital problems. You're quarreling or fighting with your spouse.
或者有一些的在念书，功课不是太好。
And maybe you're a student and you're not doing well.
甚至有一些正在热恋的当中，但是呢，心里都有点彷徨，究竟这是不是神所赐给我的终身配偶
？And maybe you are courting someone and you're not sure whether this is the one.
无论任何的环境的里头。
In no matter what situation,
我要你知道两个东西。
I want you to understand two things.
你这个情况神都知道。
Your situation, God knows.
如果神不允许你在这个情况的时候，没有人能够把你放在这个情况的里头。
If God does not allow you to be in this situation, nothing and nobody can put you.
第二，神是有绝对的能力把你从这个的状况的里头能够拯救出来。
Secondly, God has all the power to get you out of that situation.
就好像但以理，待会儿我们可以看到。
It's just like Daniel. Later, we'll see.
他被掳了之后，在那种的情况下，是多么的困难的情况。
He was enslaved, and he was in a very difficult situation.
但是他心里头，他深深的相信神是与他同在的。
But then, in his heart, he knew for sure that God is with him.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，You brothers and sisters,
千万不要对神有任何的怀疑。
Do not ever doubt your God.
神是爱我们的。
He loves you.
他会永远把最好的给我们。
He will always give us the best.
他不会把我们放在一个情况的里头。
He will not put us in a situation.
让我们在那个地方去毁灭的。
To and let us be destroyed.
所以呢，在这个时候呢，这个耶路撒冷啊，哈，这个沦落了之后。
So after the fall of Jerusalem.
这个巴比伦王呢，这个围困了这个耶路撒冷。
King Nebuchadnezzar besieged the city.
那圣经告诉我们，这个尼布甲尼撒把这些器皿啊，哈。一部分哈，因为几份就是不是全部的意思，把这个器皿呢带到示拿，示拿呢是希伯来话描述巴比伦。
And the king Nebuchadnezzar took some of the vessels and brought them to Shina, and that is a Babylonian language.
That is a Hebrew.
A Hebrew language describing them
for Babylon. 所以呢，他们把这些东西带着，然后呢，尼布甲尼撒放在他自己的神庙的里头。放在他自己的神的这个腹中。
And so he brought forth some of the vessel and put it in his own treasury.
但是同时呢，他们也俘虏了一些年轻的人。
But at the same time, they have also captured some of the young people.
这些的年轻人呢，他们想训练他三年之后啊，你知道他们能够在皇宫的里头能够侍候那个这个巴比伦王。
He wanted to train these young people after 3 years for them to serve in the palace.
现在但以理啊，突然间
，So all of a sudden, Daniel，
从他自己的国家被人家挪到了另一个外国的地方。
He was plucked out of his homeland and was placed in a foreign land.
但是呢，在他心里的里头
，But in his heart，
他只有敬畏耶和华真神一位。
He only feared God.
他单单的服侍神。
He only served this one God.
他在这种的境况的表现，让我们今天能够有很大的启迪。
And in this circumstance and how he reacts to it, it can give us a lot of teaching.
他在一个无神的一个世代一个社会的里头。
So in a godless society,
活出一个圣洁的一个的生活。
Yet he lived a godly life.
我们可以看他有几个原则我们可以学的。
There are several principles he followed.
第一个呢就是虽然在不信的朋友的当中。
The first one is even in the middle of non-believers.
我们仍然要在神的原则上站立的稳。
We need to stand firm on the principle of God.
因为呢，但以理现在在一个外国的地方，这些巴比伦人都是拜偶像的人。
Daniel is now in a foreign land, and all of these people around him are idol worshippers.
他们呢，从来对耶和华神这个观念呢，哈，一点都没有的。
They have no idea of Jehovah God.
他们也不知道神的连续，不知道他的慈善，更不知道他的能力，也不知道他的品格。
They do not know God's attributes, His power, His mercy.
所以呢，这群的人把但以理跟他的朋友哈，他们做了几件事情。
So to them, the Babylonians did several things.
第一，把他们的名字给改。
First, they change all their names.
但以理跟他的朋友，每一个的名字的里头都有这个神的这个意味在里边。
The names of Daniel and his friends all had elements of God in them.
但是呢，当他们被挪到巴比伦的时候，首先第一个把他们的名字给改掉。
But the first thing after they were enslaved, their names got changed.
这个新的名字的里头，神的意味全部去掉。
So in the new name, there is no more God element in it.
所以呢，这个意思就是说，把神的见证全部去掉。
It means that they want to get rid of all God's witnesses.
然后呢，从今以后，希望他们能够 subjected to 他们的那个邪神。
And then from that point on, they want them to be subjected to the Babylonian king.
第二
，secondly，
把他们的饮食的习惯把它给改。
They change their dietary habits.
这个呢，基本上是把他们的生活的方式把它给改变。
Basically, they changed their way of life.
刚才是属灵的这种的影响，现在这是文化上的影响。
So they changed them spiritually, and now they're going to change them culturally.
大家都知道，我们中国人是喜欢吃的哈。
We all know that as Chinese, we love to eat.
中国人最会吃的。
We like to eat.
我们是中国人在的地方，蛇啊，什么老鼠啊，什么都没有了。
Where the Chinese live, there is no more little animals running around.
我们中国人最懂得吃。
Because we know how to eat.
无论我们到了任何的地方，我们都要找中国饭店。
No matter where we go, we want to look for Chinese restaurants.
那个老美的那些啊，其实有的时候偶尔一次还可以，如果天天吃的话，真是一点味道都没有。
Non-Chinese restaurants once in a while is okay, but not every day.
我们中国人喜欢吃。
We like to eat.
如果有一天，
If one day,
我告诉你，
I tell you,
no more dim sums.
No more dim sums.
No more wonton noodle soup.
再没有馄饨面。
没有炒面，没有牛河。
No fried noodles, no fried wild noodles.
天天都是 potato.
Every day you have potato.
你会习惯吗？
Will you get used to that?
你会习惯吗
？Will you?
当然了，但以理哈，他的他那个因素哈，他抗拒的其中那个原因呢，他相信神会帮助他们。
The reason why Daniel refused to change the way, their dietary habit is because he believed God will help them.
神会帮助他们，不要忘根儿啊。
God will help them not to forget their roots.
所以呢，但以理拒绝他们的这个的提议哈，他坚持要吃他自己的东西，吃蔬菜喝白水。
And so he refused to follow what they're going to give him, and he want water and vegetables.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我们现在在美国。
Today we're in America.
现在哈，全世界的人呢、啊，流动的是非常高度的。
There is high fluidity among all people.
原则上我们是为了工作哈，四维的去奔跑的。
Basically, we're all moving around for our profession.
今天你可能是在美国。
Today you may be in America.
下一刻你可能在北欧。
Maybe then next you will be in Northern Europe.
再过一阵子可能你要到中南美洲。
And then maybe later on you move to Central America.
甚至也有可能神会把你带回中国。
And maybe one day God may lead you back to China.
无论你在什么的地方，
No matter where you are,
你要站立在神的原则的上面。
You need to stand firm on the principle.
不要让当地的文化把你给影响。
Do not let the local culture influence you.
反而你要去影响那些的不同的文化。
Instead, you should be influencing the other different cultures.
我太太在北非住了一阵子。
My wife lived in Southern Africa for.
因为我的岳父呢，以前在这个中华民国的军队的里头，他是空军。
Because my father-in-law was in the military in China.
他呢，这个当时那个北非有一个国家叫这个卡达菲的那个 country 哈，叫利比亚。
And in the Northern African Gaddafi, there is Libya.
他们有钱，但是没办法去开发，没有那种科技去开发，所以我的岳父呢就被应聘到了北非去帮助他们去开发去了。
They have the money, but they do not have the equipment to modernize the area. So my father-in-law was hired to help them.
我的岳父先去，然后他的家人跟着去了。
So he went there first, and then he brought his whole family.
所以我的太太在北非幕后的两年的高中跟头两年的大学是在北非念的。
So for my wife, the last 2 years of her high school and the first 2 years of her college was in North Africa.
我的岳父跟我的岳母，他们很坚持的在他们自己家里头有主日的这个聚会，有主日学。
And my parents-in-law insisted that they and in their own home they will have Sunday worship and their Sunday school.
那个地方一个教会都没有。
Because there is no church in that area.
所以我的岳父跟我的岳母哈，就在自己的家子里头开始聚会。
And so, my parents-in-law started worship in their own home.
后来呢，中国人也来了。
And so later come the other Chinese.
后来连非洲人也来了。
And then later Africans came.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
当我们在这个所谓的异地的当中，如果我们站立在神的原则上，神会祝福我们的。
When we are in a foreign land, and if we stand firm in God's principle, God will bless us.
不当然呢。除了我的岳父一家他们有这个圣洁的见证以外啊。
And so beside my parents-in-law's home, where they have the godly witness.
其中这个原因，当初的这个当时这些的北非的人呢哈，喜欢跟我们中国人结交，因为他们以为我们每个人都是李小龙。
At that time, for the North Africans, they thought that all the Chinese are kind of like Bruce Lee.
不，当然这不重要的了。
Of course, that's not important.
他们以为我们每个人都好像李小龙，会跳、会飞、会打的
这样。They thought all Chinese know kung fu and we can just.
所以他们很尊敬中国人的，很尊敬中国人。
So they respect Chinese.
无论在任何的环境，我们要虽然在不幸的人当中，我们要站立在神的原则上面。
So we need to stand firm on the principle of God.Even in the middle of not.
第二个原则我们要了解的就是，如果今天你高举真理的话，真理明天高举你。
Second principle is, If you uphold the truth today, the truth will uphold you tomorrow.
但以理跟他的朋友不愿意屈服在王的这一些的食物的下面。
Daniel and his friends refused to submit, in the laws of the king.
他们要求给我们十天，你试试看。
He asked them to give him 10 days to test.
圣经告诉我们在第十四节的时候。当他们过了这十天的时候啊，看到他们的样貌比用王膳的一切的人更加的俊美肥胖，我特别喜欢这句。
And then here in verse 15 it says, at the end of 10 days it was seen that they were better in appearance and fatter in flesh. And I love this phrase.
It is okay to be fat.
Amen.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，不要害怕高举神的名。
Do not be afraid to uphold God's name.
不要怕为主去做见证。
Do not be afraid to be a witness for God.
神会高举那些高举他自己的人。
God will uphold those who uphold him.
但以理跟他的朋友，他们就站在神的应许，站在神的真理的上面。
And so Daniel and his friends stand on God's promise.
所以十天之内，其实十天之内改变很不容易的。
And so in 10 days, actually changes in 10 days are very difficult.
如果真真正正要有果效的话，四十天是为准。
If you really want to see the result, the standard is 40 days.
那对我来说，十年都变不了我。
To me, 10 years is you can't change me.
我这个人没有什么坏习惯。
I don't have very bad habits.
但是呢，唯一的就是好吃。
The only thing is I love to eat.
其中的一个原因是我自己会煮。
And one of the reasons is because I can cook it.
我在香港的时候，在那个尖沙咀那个大上海饭店，我学过。
When I was in Hong Kong, I learned from the chef in a famous restaurant in 尖沙咀。
然后我第一的那个大学呢，第一个学位呢，我是念这个酒店经营管理的。
And then my first degree from college is hospitality.
所以我跟我师母当初结婚的时候。这个他天天都给我烧了那个焦饭给我吃。
And when I first got married, my wife served me burnt rice.
我有一天回家的时候
，One day when I got home,
我就闻到一阵焦的味道。
I can smell the burnt.
师母又不敢跟我讲。
My wife was afraid to tell me.
她就不承认。
And she denied it.
我说你是不是烧焦了饭？
She said, did you burn the rice?
他也不说，也不
say
也不承认，也不抵赖了。
She did not deny it either.
我走了一圈，我说不对劲了，还是这么糊，为什么会这么糊？
So I walk around and I thought, this is not right. It smells, it stinks.
后来我到了那个 party， 一打开一看，那个烧焦的锅就正在那个当中，坐在那个地方。
So as I opened the pantry, I saw that.The pot was sitting right there.
然后师母有个习惯哈，她不喜欢吃 processed food.
My wife has a habit; she does not like to eat processed food.
所以跟她结婚呢，起初的时候很惨，要不是就吃焦饭，要么就是没有 processed food 吃。
So when we first got married, it was difficult because either it's burnt food or non-processed food.
所以每一次晚上的时候都吃。让他睡了之后，偷偷的起来自己煮。
So that at the beginning, I wait until she go to bed, and then I'll get up and cook myself some food.
但以理跟他的朋友站立在神的真理的上。
Daniel and his friends stand firm on God's truth.
后来的时候，甚至那个管膳食的那个膳食长，他都知道这个但以理背后的神是帮助他们的。
And so even later on, the steward who took care of them know that God has helped Daniel and his
So 所以在第十六节说，那个委办哈，撤去他们的用膳，让他们吃他们自己的食物。
So in verse 16 it says, so the steward took away the rich food and the wine they were to drink and gave them vegetables.
第三个原则就是
The third principle is,
当我们在高度的压力的下面，不要失去我们对神的敬虔。
Maintain your piety, especially under high pressure.
刚才这个小组这个查经这个成根的时候
during the quiet time this morning.
有一个问题出来了，什么叫敬虔？
There was a question that was asked. What is godly?
那有人就是说敬畏神。
Somebody said fear God.
敬啊。
虔
是虔诚。
And so it is fear God and
piety.
Piety.
所以呢，敬畏神，而且呢，对神呢有一个某一个程度的委身。
And so it is to fear God and also to give yourself to Him.
因为在但以理书在第六章的时候，那里讲到王有一个命令，所有的人都不能够祷告。
Because in chapter 6, the king Nebuchadnezzar gave a law, an injunction.
如果有人违背的话，就要坐牢。
And whoever failed it will have to be put in jail.
但以理知道那个违命的结果。
Daniel know the consequence.
但是圣经告诉我们，他一进房门，他还是跪着那个朝着耶路撒冷向神去祷告。
And yet, once he entered in his house, he continued to knelt down and pray to God.
一天三次。
Three times a day.
不但祷告，也把感恩来献给神。
Not only pray, but also give thanksgiving.
在这我们看到两个很重要的。
There are two important things here.
但以理只畏惧神。
Daniel only fear God.
但以理只畏惧神。
Daniel only fear God.
我们也应该只是敬畏神。
We also only need to.
请打开那个这个《使徒行传》第五章。
Let's open the Bible to Acts chapter 5.
在那有一句话。
There is a phrase here.
我们单单怕神。
That we only fear God.
我们单单顺服神。
And we must obey God.
彼得和众使徒第二十九节，彼得和众使徒回答说：“顺从神，不顺从人是应当的。你们挂在牧童杀害的耶稣，我们的祖宗已经叫他复活，神且用右手将他高举，叫他做君王，做救主，将悔改的心和赦罪的恩赐给以色列人。”前面他们被带到公会的时候
before verse 29 they were brought in front of the synagogue
二十八节我们不是严严的禁止你们不可以奉这个人的名教训人吗
in verse 28 it says we strictly charge you not to teach in his name
你们倒把这哈你们把这个你们的道理充满了耶路撒冷，想叫人这个人的血归到我们的身上。
Yet here you have filled Jerusalem with your teaching and your intent to bring this man's blood upon us.
使徒行传那个使徒们呢？哈，他们蛮有神的恩惠，蛮有神的力量，到处的去传讲耶稣基督复活的真理。
The apostles during the Acts, they were full of power and they were teaching about Jesus all throughout.
但是公会呢，却禁止他们传这个的福音。
But then they were restricted by the synagogue.
在二十九节就有这么一句话。
And therefore, in verse 29, they said,
顺从神不顺从人是应当的。
We must obey God rather than man.
然后你看第十九节。
Then look at verse 19.
但主的使者夜间就开了这个监门，领他们出来。
But at night, an angel of the Lord opened the prison doors and brought them out.
对不起，是第四章第十九节。
Chapter 4, verse 19.
彼得、约翰说：“听从你们，不听从神，这在神的面前合理不合理？你们自己去酌量吧。我们所看见、所听见的，不能不说。”
But Peter and John answered them, "Whether it is right in the sight of God to listen to you rather than to God, you must judge."
我们可以看到第一点就是但以理哈，他单单的敬畏神。
So first of all, Daniel feared God only.
第二
，Secondly，
我们看到但以理啊。这种属灵的生命哈，他敬拜神了，是他平常的生活的一部分。
The way that Daniel worship and pray, it is part of his spiritual habits.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
你每一天有没有这种属灵的操练
？Every day, do you have this spiritual exercise?
你有没有这种属灵的习惯
？Do you have this habit?
你有没有定期的读经祷告
？Do you pray and read God's word regularly?
我们应该向这个全世界去公布，我们是一个祷告的群体。
We need to tell the world that we are a body of prayer.
你有没有祷告
？Do you pray?
你一天祷告多少时间
？How much time do you spend on prayer?
有一个基督徒就很可笑，他说：“神是全能的，我讲不讲他都知道了，我还祷告干啥
？”A Christian said, "Well, God knows everything, so whether I pray or not, He already knows."
有一个信徒就这样说。
And a believer said.
我一天三次祷告。
I pray to God three times a day.
听起来非常的敬虔。
sounds very godly, right?
三次祷告就是吃三顿饭的时候。
And that is when he eats. He say grace three times.
主啊，谢谢你赐予我的饭菜。
God, thank you for the food you have given me.
三个祷告加起来一分钟都不到。
And so if you add the three together, not even a minute's worth.
达拉斯这个院长，前院长这个 Dr. Wolver 曾经说过，他说现在的传道人一天平均祷告的时间是三分半钟。
The chairman of the Dallas Seminary said, for the pastors nowadays, they, all the prayers they do in a week is only 3.5 minutes.
一天你花多少时间祷告？
How much do you spend in prayer? How much time do you spend in prayer?
15分钟。
15 minutes?
30分钟。
30?
一个小时。
1 hour?
两个小时。
2 hours?
马丁路德曾经说过。
Martin Luther said once.
我哪一天忙的时候，我特别需要更长的时间去祷告。
That if I have a particular busy day, I need to spend a particular long period of time praying.
因为当我们祷告的时候，我们向神说：“神啊，我爱你。”
Because when we pray to God, we tell Him that we love Him.
当我们祷告的时候，我们跟神说：“神啊，愿你的旨意成就。”
Because when we pray, we say that God, may your will be done.
当我们祷告的时候，我们跟神说：“神啊，无论我在任何的环境的里头，我都接纳。”
Because when we pray to God, we tell Him that in no matter what situation, I will submit.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹,
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们的敬虔是不可以轻易放弃的。
Our piety should not be given up.
而最后第四点,
The fourth thing.
神呢会祝福那一些在真理上为他争辩的人。
God will bless those who stand up in the truth for him.
你看看但以理书, 你回到但以理书。
If you go back to the book of Daniel,
但以理书,
The book of Daniel,
第1章第17节那个地方,
Chapter 1, verse 17,
当但以理跟他的朋友愿意在真理的上面不妥协的时候,
As Daniel and his friends refuse to compromise on the truth,
当他们愿意为神去做见证的时候,
When they are willing to stand up for God,
你看看第17节怎么说,
What does verse 17 say?
这四个少年人神在各样的文字学问上赐给他们聪明知识, 但以理又明白各样的这个意象和这个梦招。
As for these four youths, God gave them learning and skill in all letters and wisdom, and Daniel had understanding in all visions and dreams.
然后在第20节,
and then verse 20,
王拷问他们一切的事，就见到他们的智慧聪明，比通国的俗士和用法术的胜过十倍。
And in every matter of wisdom and understanding, concerning which the king inquired of them, he found them 10 times better than all the magicians and enchanters that were in his kingdom.
无论我们在任何的环境,
In no matter what situation,
遇到什么的压力,
no matter what pressure we face,
碰到什么的困难,
what difficulty we face,
如果我们坚定地为主去做见证的时候,
if we stand firm and witness for God,
神会高举我们的,
God will lift us up,
神会祝福我们的,
God will bless us,
神会报答我们的,
and God will pay us back.
那让我做一个总结,
let me give you a conclusion.
神今天早上跟我们说什么东西?
What is God saying to us this morning?
我想神很清楚地透过但以理告诉我们,
I think God very clearly demonstrated to us through Daniel.
在一个动荡的一个环境的里头,
that in an unstable world,
在一个不幸的环境的里头,
in an unbelieving world,
在一个无神的社会的里头,
in a godless society,
我们是可以跟从主的,
we can follow God,
就好像但以理一样,
just as Daniel did.
我们不单要跟从神啊,
not only are we to follow God,
我们还要决心地决定地要为他而活。
We need to determine to live for Him.
我们这个社会把神都推出去了。
We live in a society where God was pushed aside.
我们活在一个社会的里头, 罪恶跟这个邪恶的东西是多么的这个泛滥。
And that we live in a society where sin and evil run rampant.
我们也活在一个社会的里头, 是不公平的事情太多了。
And that we live in a society where it is full of injustice.
而更可惜的就是, 罪案到处都有。
And unfortunately, crime is also everywhere.
我住的那个城市啊,
the city I lived in,
最近的那个 ATM machine 常常被人给偷。
Recently, there was a lot of robbery in the ATM machine.
他们一来三四个人,
they would come 3 or 4 of them,
用一个 pickup truck,
they would use a pickup truck,
撞到那个商店,
they will run through the store,
然后倒球,
and then they back up.
然后呢把一个链子或者一个绳子绑在那个 ATM, 那个东西2000多磅的那个 ATM machine,
They will hook a change at the ATM machine, which is about 2,000 pounds.
然后呢，把车一开，整个的那个好像一个小夹，这个 save 一样的，就连那个车什么东西都弄走了。
And they, as they pull forward, then they pull the whole ATM machine out.
这个达拉斯的那个警长啊，他的名字叫 David Cutco， 这个人我认识他的。
The chief of police, David Cutco, I know him. He's the Dallas chief.
他说过一句话，他说这些的人你不要跟他交，因为这些人都是非常危险的 violent crime 的 committer.
Don't deal with these people because they are violent crime committer.
差不多一个月前，在我还没有这个去那个委内瑞拉之前。在那个 Frisco 的那个地方
，and about a month ago before I went to Venezuela，
有一个 Episcopalian Church， 就是圣公会的一个教会。
There was a Episcopalian Church。
这个两个那个 security guard 到教会说，我们现在来拿你的这个奉献。
Two armed men came in and they said, "I want your offering."
那个教会的那一些的行政哈，就把那个钱交给他们，就他们就走了。
So the administrators gave them all the money and they left.
一个小时之后
One hour later.
两个真的 security guard 来了，就我们现在拿你们的这个 offering.
Oh, the robbers dressed up as security guard, and then an hour later, the real security guard came.
教会的那些行政说，你们不是一个小时来了吗？
And so the administrators said, weren't you here an hour ago?
我们把钱都给你了。
I gave you all the money.
两个 security guard.你给谁啊？
The security guard said, "Who did you give the money to?"
到那个时候，他们才明白原来是个 heist.
At that time, they realized it was a heist.
我坦白的告诉你。
I told you.
美国表面看起来是安稳一点。
America on the surface seems smooth.
但是呢，实际上也是抢啊、偷啊、打啊、劫啊，也是非常的多的。
But in actuality, all this crime exists.
我有一天。我是喜欢晚上买菜。
I'd like to go grocery shopping at night.
十点半是我的 ideal hours.
My ideal hour is about 10 or 10:30 at night.
我有一天从那个 Walmart 走出来的时候。
As I left Walmart one night.
前面有一个女的推着她的 cart.
There was a lady who was pushing her cart.
我就注意到有一个车从那边开过来。
And I noticed there was a car that was driving by from the other side.
一个人就下来了。
So a guy jumped down.
下来了没多久，我就看到他跟他在吵吵闹闹。
And then I noticed that they were having an argument.
就听到这个女的，
And I heard the woman say,
我就以为是两个情侣啊在吵架。
I thought maybe they were fighting as lovers.
然后呢，我就走近，我就问，然后那个人呢，马上就跳到那个车就走。
And then the guy jumped back into the car and ran away.
我就问那个女的 ，Are you right?
So I asked the lady, Are you okay?
No, I'm not.
She said, "No, not."
我的皮包被那个人抢走了。原来的那个人呢，好，他下来，他推着看那个皮包，他就在那个拉锯战的时候就哼了几句。如果他说 robbery 或者 help， 我就可以知道了哈。我谁知道原来？结果这皮包被人家抢走
了。her purse was taken away.But she didn't say help or robbery. She just go, So I didn't know that she was being robbed at that time.
我就安稳她一下。我说我到店里头，我告诉里头的 security.
So I kind of calm her down and said, I'm going to go in and
tell the security.
我就把那
个 security 请出来。
And so I get the security guard out.
security 问他，你看到他的样子吗？因为黑门那时候十点。
So they asked, did you see what they look like? It was dark. She said, "No, I didn't see it."
你能不能认出那个车牌？他说也认不出来。
Do you know the license plate? And she said, "No."
他说在这种情况之下，我也无能为力。
She said, "Under this circumstance, I can't do a thing."
我也无能为力。
I cannot help you.
我刚从委内瑞拉回来。
When I went to Venezuela.
委内瑞拉喜欢绑架我们这种中国人。
They like to kidnap Chinese like us.
因为他知道我们中国人呢，哈，非常的辛苦去赚钱。
Because they know we work hard for the money.
我们中国人在委内瑞拉也不愿意放在银行。
And people in Venezuela, they do not like to put their money in the bank.
委内瑞拉的人喜欢把钱呢，把钱。
They like to put their money.
用熨斗去烫一烫。
They iron their paper money.
然后呢，把那个钱呢，弄到这么一大叠。
And then they put it in a big stack.
然后呢，用那些鸡皮纸把它给包啊包啊包几层。
And then they use the packing paper and they wrap them several times.
所以看起来就好像不起眼的，不起眼的。
So they will not call attention to that.
他们喜欢塞在枕头的下面，塞在床的下面。
They like
总之有窿的地方，他们就塞了。
They like to stick their money like under the pillow or the mattress or anywhere that has a crevice or a hole.
委内瑞拉知道中国人有钱。
The Venezuelans know that the Chinese have money.
他们喜欢绑架中国人。
They like to kidnap Chinese.
绑架了完了之后啊。
And then after that, after
the kidnapping. 矛盾是什么呢？
What is the
irony
here?
你知道谁绑的？
You know who kidnapped them.
你也知道你的亲人在什么地方。
And you know where your family is.
你打电话，警察也不理。
If you tell the police won't pay attention.
因为可能那些贼就是警察，那警察就是贼。
Because maybe those kidnappers are one of the police.
然后呢，他会透过一些的这个渠道哈，让你知道。
And so through some channels, they will let you know.
他就开价。
And they will tell you the amount they want.
通常是1万美元、2万美元。
Usually it's 10 or 20,000 US money.
钱是不多。
Not a lot of money.
但是呢，是非常 effective 的 quick cash.
But it's a very effective way to get quick cash.
但是有的时候他们撕票。
But sometimes they will cut the kidnap.
我在委内瑞拉的时候，我就听到在 Valencia 这个地方就有一个中国人姓黄的被杀了。
When I was in Venezuela, I heard about this Mr. Wong.Who was in Valencia? Who was killed?
不过这个人被杀呢，可能也是一个 accident， 是个意外，因为他把那个胶纸哈贴在他的口。
But it may have been an accident because they taped his mouth.
但是呢，不小心把他的鼻子也盖住了。
But then, unfortunately, they also covered the nostrils.
所以可能抢完了之后啊，可能也不想他死的，但是没想到他把他盖在那，所以呢，那个王先生就死了。
But you know, they didn't realize what had happened, and so he died.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，在这么的一个社会的里头，
so in this, in a society like this,
在这么一个时代的里边，
in a age like this,
我们是可以在真理上站立起来，为主去发光发言。
We can stand firm for God and be salt and light for Him.
在我们的学校，
in our school,
在我们的家，
in our home,
在我们的工作的地方，
in our workplace,
在我们的社区。
In our neighborhood,
我们都可以高举基督的名。
We can uplift God's name.
我们可以见证他的能力。
We can witness for His strength.
我们可以见证他的恩典。
And His grace.
我们可以见证他的爱。
And His love.
甚至于在一些情况看起来好像不是很顺利的时候。
And even in some adversity.
所以呢，我们呢一定要把我们的敬虔，无论在任何的时间、任何的情况，我们都要持守的。
We must maintain our piety, no matter what situation we're in.
让我们的生命，我们的生活能够见证主耶稣基督的圣名。
And may our life and our daily living be one to witness for Him.
那怎么做呢？
How?
怎么做呢？
How do we do that?
第一。
First of all.
读你的圣经。
Read your Bible every day.
我现在问几个问题，简单的。
Okay, I'm going to ask you a few simple questions.
阿摩斯书三章三节。
Amos 3:3.
二人若不同心，岂能同行？哥林多后书5:17。若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，全变成新的了。
2 Corinthians 5:17.
腓立比书4:4。
Philippians 4:4.
你们要常常喜乐，我再说，你们要靠主常常喜乐。23:1.
Psalm 23:1.
耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我们要好好的读神的话。
We have to read our Bible.
五个方法你要记得。
5 ways you need to remember.
第一。
First of all.
速读。
Read often.
速读。
Oh, speed reading.
速读。
Speed reading.
基督徒应该每一年把圣经从头到尾看一遍。
Christian need to read the Bible once every year from the beginning to the end.
早上念旧约一篇。
Old Testament in the morning, one chapter.
吃饭的中午饭的念诗篇一篇或箴言一篇。
During lunch hour, either read one chapter of Proverbs or Psalms.
临睡之前念一篇新约。
And then before you go to bed, a chapter in the New Testament.
一年之内你会把圣经从头到尾看一遍。
In 1 year, you will finish the whole Bible.
我的儿子7岁的时候，他就每一年读圣经一遍。今年他20岁了。
When my son was 7 years, he started reading the Bible once a year, and now he's 20 years old.
第二,
Second,
细查,
study it carefully.
所以第一是速读, 第二是细查。
So study carefully.
有人说一个基督徒一个礼拜168小时之内缺少三个小时细查神的话的话, 这个人是属灵贫血的。
Somebody said in 168 hours in a week, if you only study for 3 hours,
less than three hours,
then you're spiritually
anemic. 在细查的当中你需要圣经字典。
You need to have a Bible dictionary.
你需要一个圣经的词汇，词汇，concordance.
You need a Bible concordance.
你也应该有那个串珠，串珠。
And you also need to have
reference. 第四。
The fourth.
你应该有一个神学字典。
You need to have a theological dictionary.
第五，你应该有个圣经地图。
And then the fifth thing you need to have is a biblical map.
听清楚我这句话。
Listen carefully.
If you are serious about your faith.
如果你对你的信仰是很看重的话,
这五类的书你一定要有。
You must have these five things.
If you are serious about your faith.
If you are serious.
第一是什么?
What is the first thing?
圣经手册,
Bible dictionary. Concordance.
这个圣经的这个串珠呀，或者是百科全书，然后圣经地图，这五种的reference你一定要有。Biblical
map, you must have all of this.
所以呢，速读细查。第三，
Thirdly,
默想。Meditate.
默想神的话。Meditate God's word.
尼托生弟兄很懂这个道理。
Brother,
Watchman Lee,
understand this principle.
他每一天3到5个小时跪在神的面前，一边读经一边祷告。
Every day he knelt before God for 3 to 5 hours. He will read the Bible and pray.
读神的话，让神的话 minister to your soul.
Read God's word. Let His word minister to your soul.
第四,
Fourthly,
你要这个叫强记。
Fourth, you need to memorize.
你要强记,
you need to memorize.
强记的时候呢, 开始的时候不要记很多。
When you're at the beginning, don't try to memorize too much.
但是呢, 慢慢把你这个量啊, 给增加。
But then gradually increase the quantity.
一定要背神的话。
You have to memorize God's word.
不然的话, 神的话, 怎么是你随时的帮助, 怎么是在你这个患难的里头是你的帮助呢?
Otherwise, how can God's word become your help anytime, anywhere?
背神的话。
Memorize God's word.
最后, 听道。
Lastly, listen.
听一些好的传道人他们的讲道。
Listen to good preaching.
美国的我介绍你, John Piper.
Emmanuel
Baptist Church is senior pastor.
John Piper is one I recommend.
Jack Graham, Prestonwood Baptist Church 的牧师。
Jack Graham.
Chuck Swindoll, Stone Briar 的牧师。 John MacArthur, Master Seminary 的校长。 你要听到。
You have to listen.
中国的牧者呢?
For Chinese preacher,
神保罗, 王永信, 唐敬辉, 常思恩的道理, 都可以听。 你要多听到。
You need to hear good preaching.
如果你开车的话, 你把这些CD 或者呢, 有人这样估计过, 我们在美国生活, 如果2年之内每一上车, 我们就听, 2年可以拿个学位。
Somebody did a study. Every time if we listen to these tapes, in 2 years you can get a degree.
因为呢, 开车美国平均是3个小时, we spend 3 hours a day in our cars. 读经。
So read God's word.
好,再来一次。
One more time.
速读细查默想强记听到啊，记得吗？
Can you remember it? Read quickly, study intensely, meditate,
memorize,
and listen to God's preaching.
非常好。第二。
Secondly.
你要养成一个经常不断祷告的习惯。
You need to establish a consistent and persistent prayer life.
就好像但以理一样。
Just like Daniel.
一天三次,
3 times a day.
风雨不改,
will not change under any circumstance.
如果你不会祷告的话,
if you don't know how to pray,
你找教会的一些年资深资的弟兄姐妹教你祷告。
Find some more mature Christian help you.
你可以来参加教会的祷告会。
You can come and join in the prayer meeting at church.
最后。
Lastly.
我们要常常的为主的名来做见证。
We need to witness for God often.
向我们的朋友做见证，向我们的家人做见证，向我们的同事做见证。
Witness to our friends, our family, and our co-workers.
如果我们这样做的话，
and if we do this,
神会祝福我们。
God will bless us.
不单祝福我们，
not only will He bless us,
神也会高举我们。
God will also lift us up.
神也更彰显他自己的荣耀。
And God will exemplify His own glory.
所以今天早上，
so in this morning,
我们是可以服侍神。
We can serve God.
在我们的生活的圣洁的上面。
Through living a godly life.
So we can serve the Lord by simply living a godly life in a godly society. 我们一起祷告。
Let us pray. This morning, I want to give out two invitations.
我第一个的邀请呢，是向没有信主的朋友们所发的。
The first invitation, I'm speaking to the non-Christians.
昨天、今天。
Yesterday and today.
你听了三篇的道理。
You have heard three preaching.
你也从神的话的里头有三个的体会。
And you have come to three realizations through God's word.
你知道神是又真又活的。
You know that God is true and alive.
他爱你。
He loves you.
他为你钉在十字架上。
He was nailed on the cross for you.
赦免你的罪。
He has forgiven your sin.
给你一个新的生命。
He gave you a new life.
过一个新的生活。
To live a new way.
更把永生的盼望赐给你。
And give you a new hope of eternal life.
在座当中，如果还有人没有相信耶稣的。
If any among us still has not believed in Jesus.
还没有接受耶稣基督做你个人的救主的。
Still have not accepted Jesus as your personal savior.
我非常的盼望。
I truly hope.
你能够在这个时候仔细的。
That right now,
严肃的
that seriously,
去考虑这一个永生的问题
that you will consider the eternal question.
如果神已经跟你说话
if God has already spoken to you,
如果圣灵已经感动你的心
if the Holy Spirit has already touched you,
如果你愿意接受耶稣基督做你个人的救主
if you are willing to accept Jesus Christ as your personal savior,
让他带领你走这条人生的道路
for him to help you lead you through this life,
你知道你人生有一个真正的依靠
that your life have a true reliance
并且面对困难你心里头不用惧怕
and that you can face difficulty without fear
因为全能的神会与你一同去度过
because God will go through it with you
而且他有能力去拯救你
and he has the power to save you
他更赐给你永生的盼望
and he also give you the hope of eternity
在座当中如果还有这种的朋友没有信主的但是今天早上你愿意接受耶稣基督做你个人救主的
If there are among us that you have not received Jesus Christ, but you're willing this morning,
请你举起你的右手。
Please raise up your right hand.
我为你祷告。
I'll pray for you.
这是一个信心的表示。
This is a show of faith.
表示你愿意接受耶稣基督做你个人的救主。
To show that you're willing to accept Jesus Christ
有没有这样的朋友
as your personal savior. Do we have such friends?
感谢主放下。感谢主放下。还有没有？
Is there any more?
还有没有？
Thank God.
今天就是拯救的日子。
Today is the day of salvation.
明天我们没有任何人知道会如何。
Tomorrow, none of us will know what will happen.
但是今天如果你接受了耶稣的话。
But today, if you accept Jesus Christ.
神会赐你一个丰盛的生命。
God will give you an abundant life.
永生的盼望。
Hope of eternity.
有没有这样的朋友？
Is there any other friends?
不要抗拒圣灵的感动。
Do not resist the Holy Spirit.
如果你愿意接受主的，请你轻轻的举起手，我就看到。
If you are willing, just lift up your hand, and I'll be able to see it.
我为你感恩，我也为你祷告。还有这样的朋友们
？I will give thanks for you, and I'll pray for you.
愿意接受耶稣基督的
？To be willing to accept Jesus.
好，我最后一次哈，如果你相信主的，你愿意接受他的，请你举个手。
So one last time, if you want to believe him,
我看到了，举过了就不必了，我看到哈。
Lift your hand.
还有没有这样的朋友们
？Any other friends？
亲爱的主，我为了刚才两位的朋友。
Dear Lord, I pray for these two friends.
他们愿意在人的面前，也在你的面前承认你是他的救主。
They are willing to show that you are their Savior before men and before you.
恳求主耶稣在这个时刻就进入他们的生命。
We pray Jesus that at this moment you will enter into them.
给他们有赦罪的平安。
Give them the peace of sins being forgiven.
更给他们有永生的盼望。
And give them the hope of eternity.
天父啊，你引导。
Heavenly Father, we ask that you guide them.
你祝福他们的生。
You bless them.
的生命。
You bless them. Thank you.
第二个问题呢是向已经接受主耶稣基督做个人救主的。
The second question, I'm talking to those who are believers.
我是向基督徒而发的这个问题。
This is, I'm talking to you Christians.
在这个营会的里头。
During this retreat.
你明白知道。
You understand and you know.
我们是多么蒙福蒙恩的人。
That we are blessed.
主爱我们为我们舍命。
And that God loved us so that he gave us his life for us.
但是今天。
But today.
我们还活在我们自己的光景的里头。
We still live in our own way.
我们没有活出基督的能力。
We did not live God's power.
也没有见证他的圣名。
And we did not witness for him.
更没有在灵里头长进。
We did not grow spiritually.
那今天如果你神感动你。
Today if God touched you.
你愿意。
And you're willing.
服侍神。
To serve God.
为主发光。
To shine for him.
你愿意从今天开始好好的读经祷告。
And from this day forth, you are willing to pray and read the Bible.
你也愿意见证他的名。
And that you are willing to witness for him.
有这样的心智的弟兄姐妹，你举起你的。
If you are willing, raise your hand.
有没有这样的信徒
？Is there any?
感谢主，感谢主，感谢主，感谢主，感谢主，感谢主，
thank you,
感谢主，
God,
感谢主，感谢主。还有没有？感谢主，我看到了，请放下。感谢主，感谢主。还有没有？感谢主，我看到了，看到了，请放下，我看到了。还有没有
？Any others?
亲爱的主，我为了刚才举手的弟兄姐妹。
Brother, dear Lord, we pray for the brothers and sisters.
他们愿意从今天开始。
They are willing from today forward.
刻意的来过这个信徒的生活。
That they determine to live a Christian life.
我知道，同时这个世界跟撒旦的引诱也是大的。
I know that there is much temptation from this world and Satan.
但是主啊，你保护他们。
But Lord, I pray that you protect them.
你坚定他们今天的立志。
You strengthen their determination.
很盼望将来他们都能够成为主的精兵。
And that one day they will all become great soldiers for you.
无论是在 Albuquerque.
No matter whether it's in Albuquerque.
无论是在美国。
In America.
无论是在中国。
In China.
或者其他的地方。
Or other places.
他们能够在他们的生活生命的彰显神的荣耀。
And that in their life and in their position, they can exemplify your glory.
主啊，我谢谢你。
Lord, I want to thank you.
把一切的荣耀都归还给你。
We give you all the glory.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer, Lord.
奉主的圣名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.